What's up, y'all? It's your girl Kenelia back for another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. All right, let's start off with some very important news. Okay, this is very important news. Yeah, hey, listen up. Okay, I sit in front of the class. Everybody, listen up. Very important. King Usher the Raymond will be performing at the upcoming Super Bowl in February in Las Vegas, y'all. This is very important. Okay, King Usher the Raymond, fourth of his name, singer of R&B, breaker of records, will be performing in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. Like I said, now I don't know if I actually said it out loud on Black News or to my friends. We've been having conversations about King Usher the Raymond for a long time. But King Usher the Raymond is performing at the Super Bowl. And now I gotta find tickets to the Super Bowl. I'm more excited about Usher performing at the Super Bowl than I was Rihanna. Hey, I love me some Rihanna. But this is King Usher the Raymond. So, in case you have missed these last few years. And sorry, if y'all hear a dog back in, y'all, it's loud, okay? It be loud. It's a dog somewhere barking now. Hey, we make do. Back to the point. For the last few years, Usher has been literally dominating when it comes to persona and presence and skill set in R&B music and just celebrity in general. Now, some years ago, it was a rocky road. We had some hiccups. Okay, some stuff was coming out. Usher being Usher, he didn't even address it for real talk. We don't even remember that. We just know all of a sudden the Vegas residency popped up. When I tell y'all, and I said this on Black News, Usher be in Las Vegas performing like it's 2006. I'm talking about 3 hours. He be roller skating, doing handstands, singing in the falsetto, got a shirt off, dancing up and down, doing crowd work. That brother be going strong for hours, 3 times a week at the age of over 40. I think Usher may be like 45. It's so unreal. As somebody who be struggling on that little exercise bike I got, okay, he older than me, I be struggling. I'm talking about fatigue, and I ain't even got the Peloton, okay? This is just the bootleg workout, and I be winded. So for Usher to do all of this and still have vocal control and still have his voice, because a lot of artists don't be having their voice no more, they don't take care of their instrument, it's unreal. So with all of that, he had Tiny Desk concert that just blew up because it was just so good. All of that, it's a no-brainer for us to have arrived here. Especially, let's say this, especially if at some point we've had in the past Justin Timberlake. Because when it comes to success and when it comes to popularity and when it comes to trailblazing and R&B and music and pop culture, Usher is above Justin Timberlake. I know some people will put Justin above him because he's a white man, but let's keep it a buck. If Justin Timberlake had a Super Bowl headlining performance, Usher should have had one as well. Now, the last few Super Bowl performances, we had Rihanna, of course, we had Dr. Dre and them, he had Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, and did I say Eminem? Dr. Dre and them, basically. We had J-Lo and Shakira when it was in Miami. That was a good time. I had a good time watching that one. The Weeknd was one time. We had Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and Coldplay. We had Beyonce solo before. The past few years have been pretty good. But I'm looking forward to this one. I'm so happy and excited. Y'all know I'm be really fooling with football. But I have admitted, I will watch the halftime show. I do be watching the halftime show. So it is what it is, and it's going to be what it's going to be. Will he have guests? Who knows? Maybe not. He don't even have to. If he bring out Lil Jon and do Yeah, that's going to be a fun time. But outside of that, he can do the deep cuts for all I care. I know he ain't going to do the oomph music. He going to have to do the oomph music. Outside of that, whatever he performs, I'm fine with. Side note, y'all know what the oomph is. That's the oomph, okay? But what do y'all think? Are y'all excited like I am excited? Are you nonchalant? Will you finally be tuning in? And did y'all get y'all tickets for Las Vegas? Because he opened up some more dates and this is it. So if you have not went yet, you better go because it's a fantastic show, top to bottom. Hit me up and let me know your thoughts. You can find me on social media you can find me on social media at Kanelia. And speaking of performances, our girl Megan Thee Stallion popped up and popped out at the Beyonce concerts this weekend in Houston. Surprise to some, not surprise to me, because I was watching the signs and I am happy for her. Mad that I missed it. So back up. Beyonce Knowles Carter. The fantastic Beyonce Knowles Carter is on the final leg of her Renaissance World Tour. I believe she only has maybe 3 more shows left to do. And somebody put it best on social media. I think it was my friend Kev on stage. He said something like, I feel like the show should have been over when I saw it. Like, I feel like that should have been the last stop. Because I wanted to have a final C. But whatever. But we got the inkling that Megan was going to appear because she was supposed to headline. I think it was like One World Music Fest. I forget what the festival was called. But she either canceled her dates or backed out the dates. So people were starting to wonder, okay, what's going on? That's the same weekend of the Beyonce concert in Houston. Both of them are from Houston, Texas. So people started to speculate. And the speculation was correct because Megan performed their song together, Savage. Beyonce was on the tank, had her fatigue outfit on. Y'all know, y'all seen the clips online. She was on the tank, sitting up, doing her thing. Megan walked out, killed it. Both shows, night one and night two, Beyonce expressed how proud she is of Megan. And I agree. You know, Megan Thee Stallion had a rough couple of years, especially in the court of public opinion. Y'all know what recently went down with her and the rapper we're not going to name who was now behind bars. But the way people were treating her, and the way some people in the industry were talking about her, and that's just what we saw, I'm pretty sure it's even worse behind the scenes. So it's really nice to see and to know that somebody in the industry, a woman who is young in her career, young in life, who no longer even has her parents around, is just out here trying to make it on her own and survive this industry because it's crazy. It's nice to see that she got a woman who is at the top of her career and at the top of all industries, looking out for her and showing her love and support publicly and privately. That really, really, really makes me happy. Because you know how I be. Some people don't show up for you. They say, yeah, I got you. I'm here for you, girl. Don't worry about it. And they ain't nowhere to be found. I don't get that impression from Beyonce when it comes to Megan Thee Stallion or anybody of that matter. And it just looked like it was a good time. And I'm just happy that it went down. I'm salty because I wasn't there. Now, let me tell you, my friend group that went to the LA show, we had the opportunity to go to the Houston show. They went to the Houston show and had a good time. The way my bank account set up, I got stuff I need to pay for. So I ain't want to risk it. I know we supposed to live in the moment and enjoy adventures and opportunities and experiences. But I also got to experience these bills. So I didn't get to make it. I was almost there. But it looked and sounded like it was a fantastic time. Her and Beyonce look like the auntie and niece that be at the club together. Y'all know it be that one auntie and niece duo that be going out. And the niece be like 22 and the auntie be like 32. That's what it looked like. It looked fun. But let me know what y'all think. Are y'all in support of this partnership? Some people were questioning Megan's decision to cancel or to back out of headlining the festival that she was on to perform with Beyonce, even though she only performed for like a minute. Personally, I think it was a fantastic idea because nobody even talking about that festival. You see, I don't even know what it's called. Nobody was talking about that festival. Everybody was talking about the Beyonce concert. So I think it was a win-win. Let me know y'all thoughts though about it. Or were you at the show? Did you go to the show? Hit me up. Let me know what you thought about it. You can find me on social media. It's been a rocky week for these Hollywood couples, man. It's been bad. I ain't even gonna hold you. And I don't really be following like messy relationship stuff unless there's an appealing element that I feel like y'all gonna like. But I'm not one of them couple goals types. So I don't really be in it for that. I do need to know what's going on for the sake of Black news. And because I'm a comedian, a comic, I need to be able to talk to and relate to and talk about current events and hot topics. But this couple weeks, it's been, Okay, so let's do a rundown. Jeezy and Jenny Mai done broke up. Jeezy filed for divorce. People were automatically off top. Dang, Jeezy, but you know, women, 80% of women usually file first. Jeezy filed first, which I don't think it means anything. It could. I haven't done the research into the whys. From my perspective and knowing women and knowing men, sometimes women probably file paperwork because we be doing paperwork. When you used to having a lot of administrative tasks, you gonna be the one doing the administrative tasks. And also realize it seemed like some men be willing to like sit in unhappy marriages and not file. I don't know. It's interesting. But Jeezy filed. All that to say, Jeezy is the one that filed. Rumors circulating. Some people were saying that she was cheating with Mario Lopez or flirting with Mario Lopez. Somebody said that it's because she moved her mama and her brother into the house with her Jeezy and the baby. Which, if that's true, I can't. That's a tough one. When you marry people, you marry their families. Now, there are some situations where people aren't necessarily close to their families and it won't be as in your face. But even if that's the case, you still marry into somebody's family. So if they got a raggedy family, guess what? Now you got a raggedy family. But Jeannie is very vocal and very loving of her Asian culture and of her family. There's some dynamic issues that she and her mom have had because of some situations in the past. But if you know Jenny Mai, you know her mama and brother and family gonna be all up in that family, especially since she had a baby. So hearing that, possibly rumor has it that one of the reasons is because the mama and the brother moved in, I'm shocked that that wasn't expected, because in Asian cultures, the mama be moving in, especially she gonna help with that baby. She gonna be moving in. I don't know if that was a shock. Now, if they didn't talk about it, if that wasn't the agreement, if that shifted, or if you thought it was cool and now they in your face and they getting on your damn nerves, now it ain't cool. I can see that happening. But just throwing that out there, it was no shock to me hearing that because I would have expected it. Another thing that's happening is that Jenny Mai has been getting backlash because when she was hosting The Real back in the day when Tamar Braxton was still on, there was a clip that went viral at the time and also going viral right now where Jenny was referencing her preferences towards white men because, as you all recall, or maybe not, she was previously married to a white man, did not want to have kids with him, didn't see herself as a parent or mother. But they were asking her, Lonnie Love, Tamar Braxton, and Tamara Mowry about who she likes. And she said something to the extent of she likes her dark meat on the side, but white meat keeps her lean. That went viral again, and they've been kicking her ass. I'm talking about whooping it. She's been getting whooped. I don't know if she's responded. I don't know. Jeezy still wearing his wedding ring in interviews, his wedding band, so we don't know. But that is where we're leaving off with that. Stay tuned. Next, the rumor mill has been spinning about Remy Ma and Papoose, one of our favorite hip hop couples. Remy Ma and Papoose been down since Remy Ma been in the slammer. Remember Remy Ma was in jail? Papoose was going up there every weekend to spend time with Remy Ma. People saying, allegedly, okay, I ain't gonna catch me. I'm just saying what y'all allegedly accusing her of, okay? They saying Remy Ma cheated on Papoose. I don't know what sparked this, but clips from a battle rapper who was rapping about it in his battle raps started going viral. And people, y'all know everybody on the internet think they body language experts. Y'all know everybody on social media think they got a degree in forensic science and body language methodology. Now everybody's seeing Remy Ma in the video and they're like, look how she's standing, her body language. If she wasn't cheating, she would have been standing off to the left instead of to the right. Everybody think they can read body language. I'm not going to believe nothing until our good sis come out and say that she cheated on Papoose. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to believe it until Remy Ma come out and say she cheated on our brother in hip hop, Papoose. I'm not buying it. It could be true. I don't care. Until Remy Ma say she did it, she innocent. She's innocent. Then we got Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert. Now, apparently, or allegedly, well, we're going to say apparently because Teyana made a post on social media basically coming out and saying her and Iman have been separated for some time. They're still good friends. They're co-parents. Everything seems fine in their personal lives and relationships. But I'm assuming she felt the need to do that because Iman has been spotted out with other women over the past few months. And people started calling him out and tagging Teyana, talking about your man out here with strippers and he cheating, blah, blah, blah. Allegedly. Okay. So they still seem to be getting along very well. They have two beautiful children together. So they in each other's lives for long lasting. All of these couples have kids together. So whether they together or not, it's going to be a co-parenting situation. And I really hope that they all work through it and figure it out the best way they can. I'm personally not a advocate for staying in bad marriages. And I don't have a problem with people getting divorced. I'm not one of them people that be like, you should stay marriages for life. Sure, that's what we say. And that's the vows. But you don't have to stay in relationships that aren't compatible for you. If something is not working out for you and you've tried everything that you can, you tried the counseling, you tried the behavior changes, you tried the goals, you tried the sit down family meetings, you tried all of that. You went to church, the pastor, the one who be thinking he the counselor at the church, but ain't really got no degree. You went to him too. You've done all of that and it's not working. Guess what? Sometimes it's time to go. So I'm supporting anything that they want to do. Okay. It ain't necessarily my business. I'm reporting it. But as a fan of these people, I really do wish them the best because from the outside looking in and having friends and family that have divorced, it can get real nasty. So I hope that just doesn't turn out this way for these people. But let me know what y'all thoughts are about these couples or if there were some other relationship breakups that I missed because it seemed like at one point it was everybody. Hit me up. You can find me at Kanelia on social media and let me know your thoughts. And lastly, we need to talk about Jada Pinkett Smith and how y'all be reacting unreasonably to her friendship and the friendship she had with Tupac. We need to talk about it now. We need to talk about it before it continues to get out of control because I'm sick of it. Okay, let's talk about it. Jada Pinkett Smith has been on social media promoting her upcoming book called titled Worthy. I'm getting that book. I know it's going to be good. I'm going to get that book. I'm going to get the audio version and the hardback. Okay, because I fools with me some Jada Pinkett Smith. and I don't like how y'all be treating her. But that's a side note. She's been promoting her book Worthy that is set to come out, I believe, maybe in a few weeks or a month. And she's been posting different things to kind of lead in and introduce chapters or some of the topics that she's talking about. Now, we all know that Jada Pinkett Smith and Tupac were friends from her time and his time in Baltimore. We've seen the clips. We've heard her talk about it. People in interviews keep asking her questions. They was on a different world together when they was friends. We know all of this. But she posted a video, and it was of her and Tupac when they were young, very young, in high school, lip syncing to Parents Just Don't Understand by, guess who? Will Smith, her now husband, who at the time was a stranger. The internet went crazy. Why she keep doing this to Will? Will she ever stop? How much can a brother take? I mean, anything that is making Will Smith out to look like a victim and like he has no say in anything that happens in his life and his family. If it was around that and with those undertones, somebody put it in the comments. I mean, just... And they seem to be really upset. And so it's a couple things that I want to point out to kind of offer us some perspective and some critical thinking around this situation and what we know of and have heard about their relationship and their family over the years. Will Smith has already told us or insinuated in some form that he basically used to run his family like a machine. We know old Black Hollywood, old Hollywood in general, used to be very calculated. Families, presence, no social media, targeted interviews. Everything was very calculated. We know because out of their own mouths, Will Smith used to run his family like a machine. Then he may not have used those exact words, but that is the undertones. We also assumed that for years as well, because of the way old Hollywood was set up. We would never see Denzel until it was a calculated reason why. We would never see Angela Bassett the same way. Will Smith, Halle Berry. We didn't know nothing about them unless they allowed us to know. And it was very specific information that they gave us, painting the beautiful Hollywood picture of Black people in the industry. So with that in mind, why do we think at this point that anything that either of them does that'll affect the family that they haven't discussed it? Why do we think if something is about to be posted, said, done, that would affect the kids or the spouses, even if they are still legally married or not? Why do we think, knowing all of the backstory and know the generation of Hollywood stars that they come from, that they would not discuss any movement as a family, especially after the last 5 years where anything they say and do is dragged by the media? Why do we think they don't discuss this? Y'all really think that after everything everybody been saying about Jada Pinkett Smith talking about her friendship with the most famous rapper that ever lived? Because let me tell y'all something. If Tupac was my dog from back in the day, I'm talking about Tupac all the time. One, because he was my friend. Two, because I would probably miss my friend. Three, because he has such a broad legacy. And four, I would want to keep his memory alive for those who don't know, who may be forgetting, and for generations to come. I would all be a part of that movement if I were Jada Pinkett Smith. It's Tupac. Y'all think she's just going to stop talking about Tupac? But y'all don't think that she said to Will Smith, all right, I'm about to post and talk about the Tupac chapter. And I'm going to post a video of rapping to Parents Just Don't Understand. Y'all know she got agents and managers, PR. There's a team. People with teams don't just do stuff, especially those from old Hollywood. They talk about it. It's a plan. It's strategy. Y'all really think that they be waking up like Tamika and them and be like, oh, I'm gonna post this. This cute. Without no conversations, it's a book rollout. Do y'all really be thinking this? And I know y'all don't think because y'all the Black News listeners and y'all got the critical thinking skills. But I be really reading some of these comments and I be so confused as to how people think that no discussions happen, especially when something as big as a book rollout for a major Hollywood celebrity that's been in the news for the last 5 years. Let me also add, Jada Pinkett Smith knew Tupac before she even met Will. Why are people so bothered that she knew Will, like knew Tupac? I can't understand it. And then let's think of the alternative perspective. Let's say Jada Pinkett Smith, we knew all of this stuff, that she had a friendship with Tupac and that he had this deep love for her. Sounded like they never officially were boyfriend and girlfriend. Even if they were, you boyfriend and girlfriend, you like 16. That don't really matter. Let's say we knew all of this information and she never talked about Tupac at all. Never. As Jada Pinkett Smith, the celebrity, the uber celeb, then y'all will be calling her a weirdo for never talking about Tupac. People will be still on her. Why she don't talk about Tupac? She just gonna be forget about the most famous rapper that ever lived. If I was Tupac, if I were her, I'd be talking about him all the time. It would be the exact opposite. Then your people will be mad. With that said, let's brace ourselves for the Worthy Book Tour, because people about to be on her ass. As soon as that book come out, they are going to run to that chapter, take the most out of context quotes that they can find, blast it on the internet, and then people are going to run with it and take the clickbait and turn it into something it's not. So what we're going to do, we're going to do our due diligence. And when we see that, we're going to get the full context, read the full chapter, whatever we need to do. Because what we're not going to keep doing is disrespecting Jada Pinkett Smith. Okay? I'm tired of the disrespect. Let me know what y'all think about it. And am I just the only one mad? Am I the only one pissed off about this? Hit me up. Let me know your thoughts. You can find me on social media at Kenelia. On this week's episode, we talked about King Usher the Raymond performing at the upcoming Super Bowl in Las Vegas, Nevada. Meg Thee Stallion's appearance during two nights of the Renaissance World Tour in Houston, Texas. Hollywood breakups that have been happening and if we believe it's true or not, or if we even care. And lastly, we talked about Jada Pinkett Smith and the backlash that she continues to receive ahead of her upcoming book release titled Worthy. Hit me up. Let me know what you thought about all of these topics, some or none, and I'll check back with you guys next time. That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again. Thank you. And thank you again so much for sticking with us, supporting the podcast, liking and subscribing on all apps where podcasts can be heard, rating 5 stars and leaving a comment. It helps more than you know, so I really, really appreciate it. And keep sharing Black News with all of your friends and family. Be sure to hit me up on social media if you got ideas for topics. Or just hit me up in general to let me know you've been listening. Let me know your thoughts. I'm at Kenelia on all platforms across the board. That's at Kenelia, like Kenny and Ophelia. Also, check my website. I got some shows coming up in Los Angeles County. Hopefully get on the road soon. But for now, if you're in the LA area, hit me up. Check Kenelia.com for show dates and details. And as always, thanks again so much, guys. I hope you have a fantastic week. Keep supporting, keep growing, keep building, keep staying safe, and keep staying healthy. As always, again, I'll see you back here next time. Same time, same place. Bye.